Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Living creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be, and we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings, take care, to Nahastan aniva nijon nego shabothya, nijon nego shabothya. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Akwe, greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Hey, 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 hey
the drum Lakota Thunder off their Mac O'Shea Music CD, Lakota Thunder. The name of the song, Sitting Bull's Memorial Song. Ashkwe, greetings and hello everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. In today's program, we focus on a Native American sacred site in English called Bear Butte. We will feature the remarks of Ponca warrior Mr. Carter Camp, a spokesperson for the Intertribal Coalition to Defend Bear Butte. Carter spoke before the 2006 Indigenous Environmental Network's Protecting Mother Earth gathering about protecting the sacred site that is once again under threat of desecration from a planned $3 million, 22,500 square foot bar, restaurant, theater complex. This development, currently called the Sturgis County Line, is designed as an entertainment site for the estimated 500,000 bikers that come to the nearby Sturgis, South Dakota town for the annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. This biker bar project of Mr. J. Allen, along with another proposed enterprise, is located just 2 miles from the very sacred site in English known as Bear Butte. As most listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio know, this sacred mountain that rises some 1,100 feet from the surrounding prairie has been a ceremonial site for many tribal nations for thousands of years. The Tetuan Lakota call this holy place Matopaha. The Tisista Cheyenne call the mountain Noawus. Bear Butte is sacred ground. This site needs to be respected as a holy place, as equal as Jerusalem, Mecca, Mount Fuji, Benares, or the Vatican. There should not be any commercial enterprises of any kind permitted anywhere near sacred Bear Butte. The Sturgis County Line proposal is a 600-acre development. The project's 22,500 square foot saloon also includes a 155,000 square foot asphalt parking lot for RVs and semi-tractor trailer trucks. Parking lots greatly impact the environment. Toxic oils from the pavement are flushed in rainwater runoff, thereby polluting adjacent land and the underground water aquifers. Developer Jay Allen's plan also includes a 30,000-seat amphitheater as well as a large campground. This outrageous development project will require construction of water, sewer, and electric utilities, thereby further disturbing Bear Butte. Meade County's current road cannot handle the tremendous increase in traffic that will occur. Expansion of the current county road or construction of a new highway will most surely have to be built. In either case, increased traffic and noise will greatly disrupt ceremonies on the mountain. Another topic of concern, Bear Butte is now a South Dakota State Park. Nearby Bear Butte Lake is a wildlife refuge. As a Forest and Park wildlife biologist who worked as a Forest and Parks manager for the state of Massachusetts, I know firsthand the cultural and biological impacts a major development like the Sturgis County Line complex can have to the adjacent park refuge. This geographic area is an ecologically unique place. It is also the home or habitat for many species of fauna and flora. I'm sure a number of them are rare, threatened, or endangered species. These animals and plants are our relatives, part of our Teoshpaye, as the Lakota say, our family. These relatives also must be defended as well as defending our cultural and treaty rights to this part of Mother Earth, Pahasapa, what in English is called the Black Hills. Pahasapa, the Black Hills, are sacred lands. Matopaha, Bear Butte, geographically part of the Black Hills, is an especially holy site. This is why tribal nations fought to protect this land during the so-called Great Plains Indian Wars in the 1800s. Bear Butte was specifically part of the 1868 Fort Laramie Treaty, which clearly defined the land area boundaries of the treaty. This biker bar development is another violation of the Fort Laramie Treaty. It is a total disrespect for law and cultural spiritual rights of Native peoples. We traditional indigenous peoples of Turtle Island, now called North American Indians, when first meeting the people from across the Great Water, whom we call the Wampisketonk in my language, whom the Lakota term Wisechu, the white man, made many attempts to help these immigrants survive. We shared our food as well as our knowledge about how to live here on Mother Earth. We entered into treaties of peace and friendship so that each people would respect each other's cultures as well as our territories. Many of our treaties with the newcomers to our homelands had specific language about protecting each tribal nation's sacred places. For my people, the Wabanaki, Mount Katahdin is a holy place. Sadly, it is also now called Baxter State Park. Wabanaki ceremonies have been disrupted from hikers, campers, off-road RVers, and tourists who come to Mount Katahdin for recreation. We must not allow any more desecration to Bear Butte or to any other site sacred to our indigenous peoples of this continent. We of Yadkinishi Native Center have long been involved in the defense of many sacred places. Badger Medicine Wheel, Mount Graham Inde Apache Case, the Gwich'in Arctic Tundra Caribou Grounds, the Black Hills, the Nui Sogabea Western Shoshone Territory, and the Black Mesa Dene Navajo and Hopi Lands are some examples which Yadkinishi Native Center has been and continues to be active with. These and other sacred sites all over the world have been reported about on our radio broadcast for many years. Yadkinishi Native Center encourages all of our worldwide listeners to learn more about the historical and contemporary situation of Pahasapa, the Black Hills, and in particular Bear Butte. We ask all of our worldwide listeners to support the efforts to protect the Black Hills, such as the sacred site Bear Butte. Please visit the Intertribal Coalition to Defend Bear Butte's website. Their website is www.defendbearbutte.org. Again, please visit the Intertribal Coalition to Defend Bear Butte's website, www.defendbearbutte.org. Another fine Native organization is Defenders of the Black Hills. Their website is www.defendblackhills.org. Once again, another fine Native organization is Defenders of the Black Hills. Their website is www.defendblackhills.org. And we will be having a series of interviews with Charmaine Whiteface, coordinator of the Defenders of Black Hills, in future Wolf Mountain radio broadcasts. Wolf Mountain Radio is very honored to present the Talk of Carter Camp at this year's Indigenous Environmental Network gathering. We appreciate IEN recording this important speech. Carter spoke to IEN as a representative of the Intertribal Coalition to Defend Bear Butte. Before we hear Carter's talk, let me provide a brief introduction to this fine brother whom I personally know. Carter Camp is from the Ponca Nation. He has been a warrior for Mother Earth and the rights of indigenous peoples for many, many years. Carter has been a member of the American Indian Movement and participated in the historic AIM Wounded Knee occupation. I've had the privilege of being with Carter Camp at a national Leonard Peltier support gathering in Washington, D.C. I participated with him at the historic First National People of Color Environmental Justice Leadership Summit and at Radio for Peace International's co-sponsored conference in Powwow entitled Belonging to Mother Earth, Indigenous Wisdom and Healing. Please listen now to Mr. Carter Camp. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, can I one talk with sin to all of our relations.
The Red Cloud, the Black Hills Nation Treaty Council, and the Indigenous Coalition to Defend Bear Butte. Those groups are now gathering at Bear Butte. On the 4th of July, we had a big gathering, opening ceremony of the nations that are going to gather at Bear Butte. The nations that hold Bear Butte sacred came together on the 4th of July to tell America on its birthday that what they're planning on doing at our sacred mountain is wrong. And that after we've gone to the Supreme Court, after we've tried time after time to convince the nation of beseech you people that now live amongst us that they shouldn't destroy the sacred site. But they couldn't hear us after all these years. You know, our people have struggled around these sacred sites ever since the white man came. And we have very few left. We don't have much left to us anymore. And we can't give up anymore. We've gave all that we can. Finally, and the whole Black Hills is being used by the white man. So we just got a little mountain here to the northeast side that we wanted to protect and preserve for our people. But they have other plans. They won't leave it alone. Now there's a massive bike rally that happens there every year. It's called the Sturgis Bike Rally. And they gather over 500,000 bikers that come into our area every year. And they ride all through the Black Hills. They love the windy roads and the danger, I guess. And they ride around Bear Butte and that sort of thing. But as this bike rally has gotten larger and larger, more and more plans have been made for them to develop out there at our sacred mountain. The catalyst for our recent struggle was a man who bought 600 acres. He bought 600 acres of prairie land next to our mountain. And on this land, he decided to build the world's largest biker bar and a big concert venue where he's going to have concerts for like Lynyrd Skynyrd and Eva Knievel jumping and all these kind of things happening. And they want to do that right where our people pray, right where our people have always prayed, on the very same spot where Chief Crazy Horse and Chief Sitting Bull, all the chiefs brought us together and told us never to sell the Black Hills and never to give up our treaty lands. That's what they told us on Bear Butte. And now they want to destroy it in this manner. The man said that he would do something for the Indians, though. To make it all right with the Indians, he said that he will build an 80-foot Indian statue. They will be praying the statue next to our mountain and looking at our mountain. And to make us even happier, he said he's going to call this land sacred ground. That insult was in the newspaper and went all over to our people, and it made our people angry. It made us sad and it made us sick to think that he could think that in his statue was going to make us happy with what he was going to do to our sacred mountain. So we began talking amongst ourselves. We had ceremonies. Amongst us, our old men say, Le Chonupakile, Wokong. And we believe it that way, that the pipe is sacred, and that if we're going to do something, we have to do it in a proper manner. So we had these ceremonies, and our old ones told us, don't give up, they said. 80-year-old men, 90-year-old women told us, you can't let Bear Butte, you can't let them do this to Bear Butte. You have to do something. I thought I was retired from these kind of struggles. But when they told me that I had to do that, then I knew I had to do something. And again, we went to ceremonies, and a man had a dream. And he saw a young warrior standing on the hill, protecting his people. And they told him that he was standing with a staff, a sacred staff. And this sacred staff was to be taken on the sacred mountain and put on a teepee, put in his teepee. And around that staff, the people should gather, he said. Around that staff, all the nations should gather. There's over 30 of us nations of the Great Plains that go to Bear Butte for our medicine, that go to Bear Butte for our prayers, and go to Bear Butte to find our name, to find our manhood and womanhood when you're young. Bear Butte is the central place of our worship. And we want to utilize it in the manner of our grandfathers. So we began making preparations. In an old way, he said, send the young men to the nations with a message. And we did. Young men went to the Great Plains nations with tobacco and with the herbs. And he went to both the IRA and traditional governments of the Cheyenne, Arapaho, many nations of the Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota. All the nations that we could, we went to their elders and we gave them tobacco. And we told them, what we're going to do is a prayerful and peaceful effort to survive, to keep our mountain whole. And we asked their blessings on what we're going to do. And they told us that they would help us. And different nations started sending us and trying to help us do this good thing. The Oglala Nation gave us 10 buffaloes. The Rosebud Sioux Tribe gave us the utilization of their land and their water there on the side of the mountain. So on 4th of July, we came. And we established an encampment. 1,000 Indians came and delegates from our nations came. Because we wanted to be there on the birthday of this nation that's just squatting upon our land. We didn't want to go out and pop firecrackers and do that kind of thing. We wanted to go on Bear Butte and pray. And that's what we did. And now we have an encampment on the slopes of Bear Butte. And we're beginning to gather. So they sent me from our encampment to come over here as a Yapaha, as a messenger, to tell the nations that we have a place for you ready. If you're a medicine man, or if you're a holy woman, we're going to make a place for you. Tell us what you want. We're going to build your sweat lodge or your place because we want you to come help us. We want you to come pray for us and pray with us and help us take care of this mountain. And if you're a leader of your people, we're going to make a place for you to speak to your people. And we're going to treat you in a way of hospitality of our people. So we're asking you to come. Join with us. And if you're a youth, a young warrior, a young man or woman, we want you to come stand with us. And we're making a call to you. In the ancient way of our people, our chiefs are calling you. If you are youth, we ask you to come stand with us. Pray with us. Walk with us. And help us protect our sacred mountain. And if you're a common man, and if you're a common woman like me, common man, then we'll have a place for you too. Have a place for all of the circle of our people to come join together. Over here will be Lakota, Ponca, Ojibwe, Navajo. All the nations coming together at once upon our sacred mountain for once and for all to show the Americans that we're serious when we say that when you destroy the mountain, you destroy us. If you destroy this mountain, there can be no more Ponca. I'm Ponca. I have grandchildren. I don't want to see my people disappear. I don't like it when I'm faced with the end of the history of my nation. And so I told these old ones that told us to gather, I said, I'm going to do that. I'm going to dedicate myself one more battle like this. Dedicate myself, so I moved myself up there on that mountain. I took my wife, my companion, and I made a place for us to live. Now that's my dwelling. I dwell upon the mountain, and I'm going to stay there. I'm going to stay there with all the young men that have already gathered there, all the young women that have already gathered there, and we're going to make a plan to defend her. When the bike rally begins on August 6th. And we hope that people will hear us, that people will accept our tobacco and heed our call and come help us and come join us. Come stand with us. This is a grassroots effort. There are no monies or professional organizing, nothing. We're all people who live on the reservation. And we got gas money to go up there to Bear Butte and put up a tent. And that's all we have. We couldn't get a good place like this. We wish we could. We want to provide everything that we can for you if you come. But we're going to have to do the best we can. Because if we don't have very much, it doesn't matter. If we're not rich, it doesn't matter. Our people have been poor a long time. Ever since the Wasichu made us poor. But yet, we're able to survive. And I know that we're going to survive on our mountain. No matter what faces us in the coming months. The chief said to call together the people on the first 4 days of August. On the first 4 days of August, we're having a sacred site summit meeting. Delegates are coming internationally, indigenous people, who have their own struggles and fights on their own home, just like you do. Just like what this gathering has identified all over this nation. If you are struggling around a sacred site, we want to invite you to come to our summit on the first 4 days of August. At that time, we're going to gather together to make a treaty amongst indigenous nations. And we're going to take it to the United Nations. And we're going to say this treaty amongst indigenous nations should take the place of that papal bull, our doctrine of discovery that they've tried to force upon our people, and say this is why we can conquer you. Because the Pope said that you're less than a human. And we're going to say take that papal bull out of the international arena and put the peace treaty of friendship amongst indigenous people instead of that. And if they do that, then our people are going to survive into the next century. So I came here with that request to all people, and I'll go wherever they send me. If I can make it over there to tell the people to please come join us. You can come join us right now. We'll make a place for you. The Oglala Nation gave us 10 buffaloes. So far, we only ate one. So we got 9 more. If you get there in time, you're going to get some buffalo. Ponca Nation is going to send some corn over here. So we're going to have buffalo and corn to feed you. And we got water. And that's all you need. That's all we need. So it's there for you, my relations. It's there for your nation. Ask your leader to come join us. If you're a member of an indigenous nation, please ask your leader to come join us, to sit with us in the council, and we're going to make our decisions in a good way, Indian way. It might take us a month. That's how long an Indian gathering takes. And we're sitting there now. Chief Oliver Red Cloud is in camp right now, and the other Nacha are gathering around him. They're having daily meetings. They sent me over here to tell you this. But the important time will be that first week of August. Please come join us in that first week of August for the summit meeting that we have to smoke with us. We're going to make a fire, and we're going to burn the tobacco, and we're going to be on our mountain when 600,000 bikers come amongst us. And when it happens, in our thousands, we're going to walk down there. And how can they destroy our sacred mountain if we're standing on it? They can't. So I'm here to ask you in a humble way. We need your help. Our people are a humble people, and they need your help. If you are a professional and you have an expertise that you could help us with, we need you. But we need common, everyday people with bravery in their hearts to come stand with us and be with us in August. So I want to thank the Indigenous Environmental Network and Tom for giving me this moment. You know, I've been to all these conferences. My Ponca family believes in this way. My sister Casey, my brothers Dwayne and Craig, we believe in this land, this. This is Ponca. They say when you walk on this, you're walking on a Ponca spirit. So we believe in this, in doing this. And I thought, when we plan this gathering, this is a gathering I should come talk to. I have all of you as friends here. You know me and I know you. And I know where your heart is for this land. So I wanted to come here and ask you to come come over there to Bear Butte when you can, but come in August. Thank you, my relations. We blah.
But our time is fleeting from the bullets of your gun. Turn your back, you don't look back. Been done before. Running for our lives more than 100 years ago. Walked away to leave our young ones dying in the snow. Who will sing for us? Who will mourn us when we're gone? Who will sing for us as we vanish in the air?
Listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitichi Native Center. Yat-Kitichi Native Center defends Mother Earth and the cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yat-Kitichi Native Center is an intertribal, culture and arts, environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yat-Kitichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their world views in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yat-Kitichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yat-Kitichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yat-Kitichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing Indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yat-Kitichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the native and international press. Yadkidichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yadkidichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yadkidichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yadkidichi's Environmental Education Program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization, the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yadkidichi's Kinonwatakwisi Native Arts creates quality handcrafted traditional and contemporary fine arts. Please request our catalog of custom flutes, pottery, beaded necklaces, bracelets, earrings, leather pouches, hat bands, and chokers with bone. Yadkidichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio Program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. Please write us for our catalog of audio tapes available for purchase. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of Sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. If you appreciate hearing Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, we ask you, our listeners, to help financially support our program to stay on the air. Wolf Mountain Radio is an all-volunteer production. Any financial contribution to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yadkidichi Native Center, write to Yadkidichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yadkidichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinawatakusin, to all of our relations.
Where did you go? Where did you go? You clothed me when I was naked in the snow. Shelter me from the bitter cold. Fed me when I was hungry in my soul. Now where did you go? A friend that I've grown to know. The buffalo. Why it seemed like just yesterday that I felt the ground tremble as you came running by. Now I watch a buzzard circling in the sky. And the iron horse that cuts through our land. And he died every day from the guns of the white man. And take your hide and leave to me to rot in the heat. Where did you go, my friend that I've grown to know? The buffalo. Without you, my people will surely die. Already the babies, they cry. I stand on the hill and pray. But gone are the days. Where will we go? My friend that I've grown to know. My friend, the buffalo.
Music from the 1988 classic, My Friend the Buffalo, from Buddy Redbow's cassette, Journey to the Spirit World. Prior to our Yad Kiddush Neder Center program identification, we featured flutist Robert Tree Cody and Hovaya Edwards. The name of the song was Buffalo Prayer Song, off their Canyon Records CD, Reflections. You also heard the Saligi singer-songwriter David Allen's song, Who Will Sing for Us, for the Slaughtered Buffalo. From his Wolf Songs production CD, he gifted me when I last visited Pahasapa, the sacred Black Hills. Well, dear friends, we're nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Wolf Mountain Radio wishes to again thank the Indigenous Environmental Network for sharing their recording of Ponca warrior Carter Camp with us, who spoke about defending Mato Paha, Bear Butte, at the 2006 IEN Protecting Mother Earth Conference. As always, I encourage all of our worldwide listeners to learn more about the topics you hear on Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, in order that you can support these important campaigns, such as Protecting Bear Butte. Please visit the following organizations' websites for more details. First, the Intertribal Coalition to Defend Bear Butte, www.defendbearbutte.org. And second, Defenders of the Black Hills, www.defendblackhills.org. Once again, the two organizations Yad Kiddush Neder Center highly recommends is Intertribal Coalition to Defend Bear Butte, www.defendbearbutte.org, and the Defenders of the Black Hills, www.defendblackhills.org. As always, you can please visit our Yad Kiddush Neder Center website, www.yatkiddushi.org. That's www.yatkiddushi.org, and click on our links page. We shall conclude today's broadcast with a song from Bill Miller entitled Sacred Ground, off Silver Wave Records CD, Sacred Ground, a tribute to Mother Earth. Thank you for listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yad Kiddush Neder Center. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, Kinon Wantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Indians.